Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in the Sechta Yuma. We are in the third Perek Mishnayos Zayin and Ches Bashachar. Yalobish Pilusin Shel Shneimas Armana. In the morning, he would wear Pilusin garments that were Egyptians, and they were, the linen there was exceptional, and it was worth 12 mana. Ubein Arbaim Hindavin Shel Shmona Meos Mana, Dibir Remeir. Remeir says in the afternoon he would wear linen garments that were from India that were worth 800 mana or 8 mana, 800 zuz, which equals 8 mana, according to Remeir. The Chacham said, you're off. B'shachar Yalovi Shel Shmona Asar Mana. In the morning he wore garments worth 18 mana. Ubein Arbaim Shel Shneim Asar Mana. And the one in the afternoon it was 12 mana. Hakol Shloshim Mana. In the totality, it was valued at 30 mana. And the point of mentioning the total is to tell you that if the garments cost less than 18 mana in the morning and the one in the afternoon costs more than 12, it doesn't matter. The total has to be 30 mana. Elu Mishel Tzibur. So the fact is that these funds come from the community. If he wants to add, he adds his own. But when he's adding his own, he also has to realize, says the Gemara, that it has to be added first to the community fund, and then the community has to pay for the clothing. Now, Balo Eitzel Paro, Paro Hayomei Bein Ulam Lam Mizbeach. He would come to his par. His par was standing between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Rosh Oledarom Upanav Lamarav. Its head was facing south, but the face was turned towards the east. So, in that situation, the Kohen would stand in the east facing the west. And he would put his two hands on the animal, on the bull, and he would be misvada. And this is what he would say. Ana Hashem, Avisi Pashati Chatasi Lefanecha Ani Uvesi. He said, Hashem, and we sinned, me and my family, we sinned in front of you. Ana Hashem, Kaper Nala, Avonus Lapshoim Lachatoim, Shavisi Vishapashati Vishachatasi Lefanecha Ani Uvesi. Right? Hashem, please offer, accept a kapara and atone for my sins. Please accept the atonement and forgive those sins. The pasuk says, "On this day, Hashem can offer the kapara, and in front of Hashem, you shall become purified." And of course, when he said in front of Hashem, he uttered the tetragrammaton. There is no amen in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.